There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Wilfred Brimley, and I'd like to talk to you for a few minutes about diabetes.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming around the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me when she's not eating Quaker oats, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, Bunny.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to you on this Thursday, October 6, 2022. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Bring Your Bible to Anywhere Day. Welcome to Come and Take It Day. Welcome to Garlic Lovers Day. Welcome to Mad Hatter Day. Welcome to Badger Day. National. I don't know if it's Honey Badger, but it's a badger.
Honey Badger don't care.
That's right.
Welcome. He
eats what he wants, Lex. Welcome to National Coaches Day. Welcome to German American Day. Welcome to National Noodle Day. That's every day.
Yeah.
Welcome to PA Day. Welcome to National Plus Size Appreciation Day. Welcome to National Poetry Day, only celebrated in the UK. Sorry, I kind of choked there. Welcome to World Cerebral Palsy Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee?
Alexis Thompson, how the hell is your coffee?
Oh, my coffee is delicious. Very nice. It's much needed this morning. Late night with the baby, but it's all good.
You got to hear about that. Dawn, your tea.
Oh, my tea is on in the garage right now. I'm sitting on the workbench. We keep all of our shoes in the garage, and I put down my tea, put on my shoes, and then I didn't grab it. So I went downstairs to the calf since I'm still on the caffeine, kind of.
Yeah.
And I got a Diet Dr. Pepper.
That's a treat.
Special treat for me today.
Just a little dab.
I gotta get off the caffeine, but
you
Halloween is a busy season for me, so because of the ghost hunting and all the presentations and stuff.
Yeah.
Does Diet Dr. Pepper have caffeine?
Or it does.
I think it does.
Oh, it does. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
It does. Yeah.
Don't you scare me like that.
I think it does. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Unless it says, and there is a caffeine free option, but I think unless it says it, no.
Okay.
Dawn is in good hands. So
thank you.
When did you realize? What were you halfway to work? Were you off your exit?
I was eating Olivia bar in my car, and I was like, "Sure, am thirsty." And then I'm like, "Oh no!"
Oh god!
Too late to go back. That was the question.
Yeah, the point of no return. I've been there. I've forgotten my glasses. I never forget coffee or anything because I don't drink in the car.
Weird.
Let me rephrase that. No. I don't drink in the car, Lex. In the morning, I don't make coffee at home. That's what I mean.
When I say weird, I said you forgot your glasses, like that go on your face.
Yes,
that's weird.
Oh, okay.
Only because I always see you with your glass. That's what I mean. Yes, in your car.
If I take my glasses off at home.
Yeah.
And sometimes if I don't put it in my man purse, then it's a dark case and it blends into our dark counter.
Yeah.
And as I'm rushing out the door, I sometimes don't grab the case. So out of all the items, phone, keys that the three of us have left at home over the course, for me, it's never keys. It's never the phone. I've come home probably five times for glasses. I've gotten, and it's the worst. And there is a point of no return. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's like the halfway point. I would actually turn around. I'm coming from Minneapolis downtown to Eden Prairie. So if I get
time
to,
it is.
Yeah, exactly, Lex. So if I get to like St. Louis Park, like where we were last week, I would still turn around.
Do you have extra glasses at work?
That's a fun question.
Because that is that's going to be weird to see you without your glasses. That's why I'm saying
on television.
On television,
I do. I have a backup pair.
Oh, okay, good.
I have a backup pair that I keep behind the set.
Good.
I have a backup suit and I have a backup pair of glasses that Justin and I never take them home. I got something happened with a pair and they actually felt bad. So they gave me an extra pair. Now, the prescription isn't great. I think it's a little outdated. So reading the teleprompter would be kind of fun.
Oh.
But I could get through 42 minutes is what I'm saying. I could get through a few minutes.
Of course,
with that.
But still just the visual.
The visual. I know. Believe me, I wouldn't do it.
Unless you put your sunglasses on like you did for our radio show.
Exactly.
Last week.
During the show that first day. Yeah. Oh, God, the fluorescent lights were very bright. But no. And I think I would get a phone call during the show if I went on air without them. I think not so much this general manager, but my old one who had a weird fascination with not weird. All TV bosses do, but had a obsession with the appearances of the on air folks. And I've mentioned this before, like for men, she had a thing with pocket squares. I would get emails, not mean emails, but I would get almost like a passive aggressive, like, oh, I noticed you didn't wear a pocket square today. And I just thought, okay. So I wore a pocket square like every day because I knew I would get that email. And then glasses too. I had to get permission to switch. Because I didn't one time and I got in trouble.
Or a beard or.
Oh, well, you remember. Well, you both were here. Yeah. I had to. That was an act of Congress.
Do you
want to
grow your eyebrows out? You got to get permission.
Make it go back to just having one like I did in junior high.
Yeah.
Before I learned the tweezing. I'm not going to say pluck. Colleen told me that's a chicken. So, I think Lex, I don't think with you, you've never really had like horrible neighbor stuff. But Dawn, you've had communal living situations. I know that I have since the show started, you know, the people that don't pick up their poop or that couple last winter that would just let their dog run without a leash. But the New York Post had the story that cracked me up. Here's the headline. My neighbors left a note shaming me for how I dress.
No!
And I thought,
Yes.
So
what,
I knew
is it like sheer or your nips out? Like, what are you wearing?
No. So here's the deal. The neighbors, this is the woman telling the story. She was, hey, my husband, the neighbor wrote, my husband can see you on your ring, on our ring camera.
Uh-oh.
So the woman that's being shamed went on TikTok. And showed the note. This neighbor wrote a note to her and it said, hi. And can't you just hear the neighbor speaking like, hi, my husband can see you on our ring camera. Please put pants on when you take out your trash. Signed, your neighbor. Now.
Oh, so it's about nudity.
Well, it's not about nudity. I guess she was just wearing like short shorts, like running shorts.
Oh, okay.
And you know. Like a lot of us look like if we go get the mail or walk outside for a second or whatever.
We're at home. She'd be lucky she's not totally naked.
Yes. So she wrote back to the neighbor and she goes, thanks, but I'm good. Talk to your husband, not me, and tell them and turn off your camera maybe. So, yeah. Oh,
it's just kind of like I'm worried my husband's going to be attracted to the neighbor lady. Is that
that's exactly kind what's of. Going on? Yeah. And maybe he's brought it up a few times.
Well,
and so she's feeling like, well, maybe I need to be doing that.
Because not to focus on the physical, but that's probably the case because the TikToker is really pretty. She's a really pretty lady. I mean, she's attractive. So maybe the wife that wrote the note is feeling, maybe doesn't so much care about the style of the woman, but just threatened
and insecure
because she looks really good in running and really good in athletic gear. Kate Hudson athletic gear.
I mean, there's people like that are everywhere. It's not just on the ring camera. Everywhere you go, people wearing bra tops at the gym and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what are you going to do?
Disney. I mean, good Lord. People wearing half, you know, sports bras and stuff.
That's what I'm saying. That's a weird thing to me. And I know everybody does it, but I'm like, well, I just feel like I'm in my bra.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I could see. I don't have one, but yeah, I could see that. I could see where that would feel weird. But I just thought, oh, neighbors.
Yeah, it sounds like they need to go through therapy or something as a couple, because he might be bringing it up a lot. Maybe she's just like, dude, what's going on with you?
Well, I just get the visual of like the Gladys Kravitz from Bewitched of that neighbor just like peering out of her. She's checking that she's taking out her trash again, Malter, you know, and just looking at her. And then I feel bad for the woman. It's like all she's doing is taking out the trash. Now you got to think about how you're dressing, taking out the trash like in your own yard. That just, I don't know.
Yeah, I will wear, like, if we go down to the mailboxes, especially if it's night, I will wear pajama pants. I don't go to Walmart, I don't go to Target in them or anywhere else, but MC will put on jeans. He's like, I can't wear.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, well, I'm going to, just so you know, I'll be out there. So, you know.
Dawn, do you dress, I mean, you go out, do you dress up when you take the dogs out, like in the morning at my house?
I have pajama pants on.
Yes,
are you
me
kidding?
Too.
They can just accept it. I mean, come on.
Yes.
I don't want to get in my full I'm going to work clothes because who knows how excited they're going to get.
There could be pee-pee flying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Truly.
Or I could step in something, you know?
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah, because they don't clean that up enough. But, yeah. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hashtag... poor McDonald's employees. Alexis will tell you the new McDonald's craze when we return.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor from like the 70s or 80s.
Glasses to go, glasses to go. McDonald's has McDonald land. Glasses to go, get the mayor, Big Mac, and even Ronald. A different glass every week at McDonald's. Glasses to go.
Get a Mayor McCheese glass this week at participating McDonald's in Chicagoland. Order a medium soft drink in a McDonald's line glass, 49 cents plus tax, and keep the glass.
Da, da, da. This has been a Jason and Alexis Classic Commercial. Da, da, da. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Rude.
So that was one McDonald's craze in the 70s and 80s. And if you go to eat at Young Joni, and Kim's restaurant, you can drink out of all those glasses. But anyway, glasses to go, not plastic, not tumblers. McDonald's used to sell or give away glasses. But there's another trend now in 2022, right, Lex?
Yeah. And we talked about Happy Meals for adults, which still have yet to go drive through and get one, but it might actually be too late already. These launched just 3 days ago. And speaking of TikTok, there are workers at McDonald's going, please stop ordering.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Already, because you know people they hoard them, so they drive through multiple times, and which I mean they're still getting the money, I guess, but they're running out.
Yeah.
There's chaos people are driving through
toys.
Oh yeah, Cactus Plant Flea Market is a brand, and they have a little Grimace, a little.
Oh, they're really cool. A friend of mine got one, and I watched her on Instagram open it. with her daughter, and I was like, I want that. She got the Grimace one.
Oh, yes.
She got the Hamburglar, but there's Grimace, the Hamburglar, Birdie, and Cactus Buddy, and they're really cool. This company is kind of like a streetwear company, so it's mostly like you can buy $1,000 hoodies from them.
Uh-huh, like that, yep. They have McDonald's ones, too. Not that anyone wants to have, like, a Big Mac sweatshirt. I just don't. Yeah. I don't know if that's something I want, but
yeah.
But these toys look really cool. They have four eyes, and so like the Hamburglar has his little mask on, but he almost looks like he has double masks. So then there's like the eyes are just like stacked on top of each other. All of them have that, and so they look really cool, and they're pretty big. They fit in your hand.
What?
I mean, not like you know, like little palms, but you know, it's just like a few inches tall.
I guess I kind of sort of don't get the premise.
Grimace. You can get a Big Mac or a 10 of it, or just Grimace in general.
No, I guess I don't. I guess I don't understand. Okay, let me see. I'll do therapy. Let me mirror this back. Let me see if I understand. It is marketed and it is an adult Happy Meal.
Yes.
But yet, with an adult-sized portions of food.
Yes, Big Mac or a 10-piece McNugget.
Which, I had 4 McNuggets yesterday for the first time in, like, 5 years, and they were delicious. But anyway.
Sweet and sour sauce, right?
I did, yeah. We were at a little all-day shoot for the TV show, and somebody had it, like, on the craft table, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to eat. Anyway, so adult portions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yet you get a kid's toy.
You get a toy, but it's not really, it is a kid's toy because it's a little figure in the shape of their characters and one Cactus Buddy. But what makes it different is that it's this cool company, Cactus Plant Flea Market, that has designed them. So it's elevated. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's an elevated toy.
It's an elevated surprise toy. Yeah.
Elevated surprise toy. Okay. I get it now. Okay. I just wasn't.
I mean, the stuff, the clothes that they're wearing that they make, like Pharrell wears them and Chance the Rapper and Drake.
They're
and
like cool Kanye. Kid clothes. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
Cool hoodies. And yeah. So that's.
Oh, that's why people are losing their mind and going back and back and back. And okay. Oh, those poor McDonald's employees. That's all I'm thinking about. I'm not thinking about it. But the Yahoo.
Well, that's what they're saying.
And can you imagine the people go men and women going in there demanding a certain one? I don't want that one. Can you grab, you know, and the poor employees digging through the box trying to, and there's a line forming and. Okay.
They're hating it. They're stockpiling. Some of the workers on TikTok saying this, it's, you know, it's become a collectible toy because later on, I'm sure they'll sell for a lot. Who knows?
McDonald's toys, Lex, in the past, do they sell for a lot? You guys would know with old school Toros.
Right. We are in the business and it does. There are certain ones that hit more, or the nostalgia of it. So it just kind of depends on what the toy is.
Okay.
Those glasses have been really popular. I know we've sold some of those.
Oh, really? From different like Smurfs or Q-Bert or there's a blast from the past or Pac-Man or whatever.
Right.
Q-Bert. I loved Q-Bert.
Me too.
That was such a fun game.
Yes.
I wish they would make a new version, or maybe they have. Dawn, have they? You're more of a...
Well, you can get a console that has all those old games just in a joystick.
Yeah. We're going to take a break, everyone. When we come back, let's stick with the Halloween theme. Wait to hear about another neighbor fight. I don't know what you've been told. Coming up in a little bit, Christian Bale talks about his new film. Dawn will have that story and something, maybe drama. And then... speaking of drama, Brad Pitt is responding. We told you about the latest in the Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie story this time yesterday. Lex has the latest. But first, one more little nice story before we get into the drama. If y'all go to TMZ's Instagram, it's the first post. Maybe you'll see it. Again, this is neighbors ruining a good thing. Anyway, we told you that story earlier. So... a house did a really awesome Stranger Things
Oh, I've seen that.
Did you see that, Dawn?
How are they doing that?
I don't know.
Oh, with the, okay. The floating
Lex,
girl?
The
oh,
floating girl. Yes. So Max. This... Max, thank you, Lex. I couldn't for the life of me think of her name. Anyway, Max is freaking floating girl
up
over
high.
A ladder. Up high. And it
I'll
is...
put a link up on our show page right now.
Thank you. Okay, I was just getting ready to send. Okay. And, you know,
Glennis,
the neighbors complained.
Oh, please, because people are driving by.
Yes. And I get it. Now, I get the safety aspect of it or the nuisance. Okay, I can kind of understand. But it got to the point where police were called.
Oh.
And then this is why, hashtag, this is why we can't have nice things. But anyway, as Colin would say. And then they had to take it down. So.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Ooh.
A couple, I looked at some of the comments. One of the good neighbors responded. I think it's way down in the comments, but anyway, and the neighbor was so funny. He or she goes, "It wasn't me. I'm a neighbor. I loved it. It wasn't me.
It's unbelievable.
It's so cool.
It's awesome. But
the
anyway,
way they have the vines going up in over the house and. Oh,
hashtag,
man, I wonder.
This is why we can't have nice things.
I mean, I wonder if it's also maybe the kids were, like, asking. But that does open up conversation. If they're not allowed to watch maybe Stranger Things, they're going, what's going on there?
Yeah.
What's levitating? Oh.
Yeah. So, anyway, go look at it. It's a fun little Halloween treat. I'm amazed. I don't know if it's a little... like a wire or something, you know how
but it seems to be no trees above it. Like it's
no.
I don't understand how they have a human sized person levitating like way like 10 feet in the air and you can walk around it in 3D. Like it doesn't seem to be a camera trick.
No, it's sort of like maybe they did something in a much more small scale, like how at Avatar Land, it looks like the things are floating. The big islands from Pandora. They look like they're floating in the air.
Oh yeah.
Maybe they did something. I don't know.
There's like a clear stand or something.
Yeah, something. Or I don't know.
It's a little rod.
Maybe maybe it's like a camouflaged ladder.
Yeah.
And it's like vicious. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's
camouflaged ladder.
Like, I don't know. It blends into the background because it isn't a projection. It's a solid thing.
Yeah.
It's a 3D. So anyway, look at it. If y'all can figure it out, let us know.
I almost don't want to know.
You know what? You're right. It's almost like a spoiler. It's fun, more fun just kind of looking at it and enjoying it.
Oh, so, I want to know.
Okay. The fun's over. Now we'll go to the, let's go to the drama. The drama.
Yeah.
What's Lex? So Brad Pitt's responding now?
Oh, Brad Pitt. Yes. Brad Pitt, not happy, of course, about the allegations that Angelina has come forward now with of the abuse that happened in that infamous 2016 plane ride. Now she's saying, hey, I had to go into detail because remember that vineyard that she was part owner and he tried
Chateau Miraval.
That one, yes.
It's
guess
good rosé.
Yeah, at the time Brad Pitt, you know, he wanted to have all of that in the divorce and also asked her at the time to sign a document basically saying like I will not talk about what happened on that plane, and she refused. And so now his team, they're suing her basically. Like, you know, so that's why she's saying I had to come out with this, let alone we kind of speculated yesterday that the kids were old enough that they could speak for themselves and things like that. But now, of course, Brad is saying that she's over-dramatizing what happened, that initially that the reports were vague and the details were kept sealed in these documents. Why are you pitting our children against me is really what he's afraid of, because they have a very little relationship, especially with Maddox, the oldest, who's 21 now. He has nothing to do with him.
Is Brad, I noticed one sentence there that you said, he's saying over-dramatized. Is he flat out denying anything, Lex?
No, he's saying that definitely things happened, but it wasn't to that degree. I mean, remember, she was saying, like, he was choking them. He smacked one over the face. He was pouring coffee.
Red wine on them.
Oh, wine.
And
this, yeah.
I mean,
it was,
and beer.
Yes, beer. Like, and then that she tried to restrain him, and he slammed her up against the plain wall, like she was almost on his back, and she, you know, he grabbed her face. And I mean, these are her allegations.
Very detailed. And she said, I did not want to have to come out with this, but you've forced me to. And also at that point, too, after he pushed her against the wall, she said she went in the bathroom and then he kept pounding on it to get her to come out. And it just, I just can't
imagine.
That's
why they landed, right?
Yes, in International Falls here in Minnesota.
Right. Like the pilot. What is the pilot? Did he peek around the corner and go, hey?
Yeah, you know what? That would be very damning testimony either way. Because that would be a third person saying, hey, this is what I saw.
Surely there's another person other than the one pilot. Yep. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, I was just agreeing with you. That's why yesterday I didn't mean to put you on the spot, Lex, but that's why I was still wondering if we are we still at the he said, she said point? Or was there an airport worker that had, you know, that boards the manifest, you know, looks through the manifest? Was there somebody that boarded the plane? Was there a crew member? Was there a maintenance? Anybody that could turn this not into a he said, she said at this point, you know, all these years later. So,
well, and also Brad Pitt is saying, hey, we did an investigation of this. You submitted photos of the alleged bruises and the abuse that happened, and they decided not to move forward. So that is one kind of point, I guess, for Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
If we're doing it that way, you know what I mean.
It's already been settled in court that they weren't going to prosecute him.
Yep.
Right.
But now they're fighting over the estate because she sold half of that winery. Winery and the beautiful freaking estate, and to just somebody else, some Russian man, and so he wanted to just buy it from her, and she maybe out of spite. I don't know.
Yeah.
Either way, the most important thing in this is the kids.
Yeah.
You know, I am.
Even though they're adults, they're still.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan, as you guys know, of Brad Pitt. He's from my hometown. But, you know, if this is true, you know, this is a career-ending thing, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
You know? Oh, yeah. When you're. Yeah, please. You don't recover. Mm-mm. But then again, you know, Mel Gibson and Woody Allen still good job. So there's that.
God, right.
There's a lot of examples of the opposite. Yeah.
Like David O. Russell, I could talk about in a little bit here when we talk about Christian Bale.
Let's do it now. I was just going to toss to you over there. Yeah.
Okay. So Christian Bale is in a new movie called Amsterdam. And, you know, it has a nice star-studded cast. He's working with David O. Russell again, who is famous from Silver Linings Playbook. He did American Hustle, Three Kings with George Clooney, The Fighter. Yeah. You know, this is a big time director. I did not know that he was so abusive. So in a GQ article, Christian Bale, you know, promoting the movie Amsterdam, he's asked about working with David O. Russell because they wrote this together for 6 years. They said, hey, how about that report in the Sony leak? The CEO of Sony sent an email to his journalist brother-in-law saying, what are we going to do about David O. Russell? I mean, this goes beyond any type of abuse that even by Hollywood standards. So he has a really bad reputation of, he made Amy Adams cry every day on the set of American Hustle, screaming in her face. He screams at everyone. George Clooney won't work with him anymore. He tried to force him into a fist fight on Three Kings. And George Clooney still says that it was the worst day of his life. He was like choking him, trying to yelling at PAs, screaming at people in their face. Like, this is his way of working. And I was appalled. I'm like, how does this person...
And now, a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
What does a vampire never order at a restaurant? A steak sandwich!
This has been a hilarious Halloween dad joke by Alexis.
'Tis the season.
Mm-hmm.
So not Aaron Sorkin.
No.
But no. But if you watched... Oh, Jesus.
Anna.
And Anna. Sorokin. Yeah, I know. Yep, I know. I'm just looking at it. See, I don't have my glasses on right now.
Yeah, the A and the S. Yeah.
Yeah. If you watched Inventing Anna on Netflix, you'll know all about this story. And the subject, released from prison, Lex? What's the deal?
Yeah, she's a con artist. Yep, in Inventing Anna. She's been released from prison. She spent 3 years in prison. Of her 4 to 12 year sentence, she was convicted on eight counts, including theft of services and grand larceny. She's released from federal jail on a $10,000 bail. And remember, she was arrested by immigration authorities because she overstayed her visa back in March 2021. So she now has been released from prison, but she needs to remain in a 24-hour home confinement, electronic monitoring, no access to social media. But, you know, she got paid good money from Netflix.
Because she did?
Because she gave them the rights to her life story, even though she says she'll never watch it, and she says it's a fictionalized version of her. But she was able to pay off her bank debts, her fines to the state of New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's starting over.
Pretty much.
She's going to make some new friends when she gets out.
Oh,
and she's going to have some extra to get a little condo in Boca. Yeah.
Guys, it's even more than that. It was almost like you got to spend 3 years in prison, but when you get released, she has this newfound fame, so she wants to come back to the art world. She already hosted a pop-up art show at
the
public hotel in Manhattan while she was in detention, in the detention center there. And she has this gallery, which she entitled Allegedly, which has drawings that she etched while in ICE custody. And they start at $10,000 a piece.
Shut up.
For 9 years, a dangerous man terrorized women, breaking into homes and raping his victims before killing a brilliant young scientist in 1998.
The more the victims resisted, the more violent he became.
Then he suddenly stops, leaving police with a lot of clues and one unknown subject.
I'm Paul Wagner. Join me for Unknown Subject, Season 3 of WTOP's American Nightmare podcast series. Search American Nightmare Podcast on all podcast platforms today.
To be your best every day, you need proven quality sleep every night. Science proves your best sleep is vital to your mental, emotional, and physical health. And that's where the Sleep Number bed comes in. And let me tell you, ever since I've had it, my sleep IQ score is just going higher and higher. And did you know 8 out of 10 couples say that one of them sleeps too hot or too cold? Science tells us regulating your sleep temperature leads to higher quality sleep. For many couples, temperature struggles are a real challenge. So here are some tips to help you both sleep just right. Look for beds designed with temperature benefits, such as the new Sleep Number Climate 360 Smart Bed that actively warms and cools each side so you both sleep blissfully comfortable. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed. Plus, special financing for a limited time. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/podcast1. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details.
Grab a 30-day free trial of Live by Live Plus, and you'll get unlimited skips, commercial-free music, and all of the podcasts and live streaming events you can handle. Visit livexlive.com/podcast1 to learn more and start your free trial.